You're listening to an anointed message by Matt Sorger, host of TV's Power for Life. We believe that God's Word has the power to change your life. As you listen today, it's our prayer that you pursue Jesus with all of your heart, grow in His anointing, and grab hold of the destiny God has for you. Let's join Matt now for today's message.
About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was in prayer and the Lord began to write something in my heart. And I want to share it with you tonight for a little bit. I want to start in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6. Father, I pray you give us ears to hear tonight what the Holy Spirit is saying. Jeremiah 33, verse 6 says, I know in this scripture he's talking about Israel, but I want you to understand that by faith all of us have been grafted in as children of Abraham. So every promise that God gives to Israel, spiritually you become part of that inheritance. Jeremiah 33, verse 6, it says, behold, I will lay, and it's talking about Jerusalem, I will lay upon it health and healing, and I will cure them and will reveal to them the abundance of peace. And the Amplified Bible says, prosperity, security, stability, and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to be reversed, and I will rebuild them as they were at first. I will cause their captivity to be reversed. And verse 11, there shall be heard again the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voices of those who sing as they bring sacrifices of thanksgiving into the house of the Lord to give praise and thanks to the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, and His mercy and kindness and love endure forever. And I will cause the captivity of the land to be reversed and return to be as it was at first, says the Lord. And God brought me to this scripture, and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and He told me that He was going to reverse His people's captivity. Every and any area of your life that you have ever found to be in a place of captivity, I want you to get ready for your captivity to be reversed. And not only does God reverse our captivity, but He says, I will rebuild it and restore you as you were at first. In other words, when you were born, every plan that God had for your life, any good thing that God had for your life that somehow maybe you strayed or you went down a wrong path or you took a wrong turn somewhere and captivity came into your life, God is not only going to reverse your captivity, but He is going to restore you back to God's original plan and intent for your life. Oh, somebody has to shout hallelujah. He reverses your captivity, and then He rebuilds you, and He restores you to be who you were supposed to be. See, the enemy had an assignment for your life, and God has an assignment for your life. But I have good news for you tonight. God's assignment always wins. Especially when you turn your heart towards the Lord. He comes in, and He begins to reverse the captivity. And there's so much in Scripture how the Lord works behind the scenes. You realize tonight that God is working behind the scenes in your life? Even during moments or days or weeks or years when it looks like not much is happening, I want you to know Holy Spirit is never idle. Holy Spirit is always active. He's always working. Behind the scenes sometimes, under the surface. I want you to look in Psalm 18. Turn to Psalm 18. This is a psalm, and I want to encourage you to go into your prayer closet when you have your private devotion and to take Psalm 18 and begin to pray it over your life. It's a scripture that the Holy Spirit is highlighting right now. there's a truth in here that God wants to release into the church. You know, and when I was studying out this psalm, I realized the historical background of this psalm was it was written by David. And it was written right after he was delivered from the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. David just gets victory over Saul, victory over his adversaries that were trying to kill him. And right upon David's release, he writes Psalm 18. And I want to look specifically in verse 28, where David writes, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine, and the Lord my God illumines my darkness." God is about to illuminate every area of darkness in your life. Hallelujah. "For by you I can run through a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall." Hallelujah. No wall and no troop is going to be able to keep you down. I don't care if you got thousands of demons assigned to your life. Hallelujah. Shout for joy. Because I'm telling you, with God, you can leap over a wall. Does not matter how high it is. And with your God, you can advance against a troop and overcome every single one of them. "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He's a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. For who is God except the Lord, or who is the rock save our God?" Verse 32, "The God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect." He's making our way perfect. Verse 33, here it is. "He makes my feet like hinds' feet." I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. "He makes my feet like hinds' feet, able to stand firmly or make progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. He sets me securely upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze." Verse 36, "You have given plenty of room for my steps under me, that my feet would not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed." Verse 39. Actually, let's read 38. "I smote them so that they were not able to rise. They fell wounded under my feet. For you have girded me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me and caused to bow down those who rose up against me." Look at verse 42. "I beat them small as the dust before the wind." Oh, hallelujah. This is a testimony of David. While he was running for his life, while his adversaries were trying to take him out, he understood what it was to face opposition, to face adversaries. And here he says, "God has made my feet like hinds' feet. And he's put me on the high places. And he has enabled me to successfully make it through the testings that I had to face." And you know what God is doing for his people? He's given us hinds' feet on high places. He's given us hinds' feet to skillfully overcome every adversary and every place of testing you will ever have to walk through. You got hinds' feet on high places. I said you got hinds' feet on high places. High places. High, everybody say high places. And you know what's so awesome about that? The reality is you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want you to remember this. When it comes to spiritual warfare, you are not underneath fighting upward. You are over fighting downward. You got to understand your position tonight. You're not underneath trying to break through somehow. You are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Already you have been given a place of authority, power, and victory in Christ. So you're not under trying to go up. You are already over all the powers of the enemy. God puts you on high places. He gives you hinds' feet on high places to walk over every test that you'll ever have to walk through in your life. Like a gazelle. Have you ever seen those things just leaping on the cliffs of of the mountaintops? They just hop right over. No problem. No problem. We were over in Israel, And we were looking up at the mountains, and we saw these little deer-like things, gazelle-like animals. And they're up there on the cliffs, and they're on the rocks, and they're just jumping from rock to rock. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, wow, if I tried to do that, I'd probably break my neck. But you know what? God makes us like those gazelles. He gives us hind feet on high places. Even when the cliff looks really small and really steep, God equips you. God empowers you to go right over your testings. Psh, 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 psh. Successfully. And David said, you have put a broad place underneath me so that my feet would not slip. Even though there he is on his high places with hind feet like a deer, he says, you've put a broad place underneath me so that my feet will not slip. God is putting a broad place underneath you so that your feet will not slip. And I declare over your lives tonight that you do not have to slip. Come on now. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. God is going to put a broad place underneath your feet. So that no matter what comes against you, you will not be moved. No matter what comes against you, you are standing firm. You are standing strong. You will not be moved. When the winds come against you, it's going to make your roots go down deeper. It's not going to knock you over. It's going to make your roots go deeper. Hallelujah. And God has a way of walking us through these things. I want you to turn with me. Turn over to Psalm 105. Turn to Psalm 105. Hind feet on high places. God's lifting us to a higher place. He's lifting us to a higher place where we're not under, but we're over. Where we're not defeated, but we're victorious. We're not weighed down. We're free. We're jumping. We're going. We're moving. Hind feet on high places. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's victory. There's liberty. Where the Holy Spirit is, wherever the Spirit of God is, He brings freedom, brings liberty, gives you hind feet on high places. Psalm 105. Let's see. Let's start reading in verse 14. He allowed no man to do them wrong. In fact, He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You want to know the awesome thing about coming under the anointing of God? When you come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God will deal with other people on your behalf. You will not have to fight your own battles. You will be able to trust God under His anointing that if somebody touches your life, they're going to have to deal with God. Come on now, that should make somebody happy here. You don't have to fight your own battle. You don't have to right or wrong. You just serve God with a pure heart, get under the anointing, and let God deal with your adversaries. Let God deal with people's hearts around you. And look what it says here, verse 16. Moreover, He called for a famine upon the land of Egypt, and He cut off every source of bread. And He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold as a servant. Look at this. God's hand is working behind the scenes the whole time. And He says here that God cut off the source of bread. God did it. Why? Because He was setting Joseph up for an awesome divine destiny. And God was setting the people up. And here, God cuts off the source. In verse 17, it says, He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a servant. He sent a man. Now, this is really interesting. You got to look at this. Ponder this. He sent a man who was sold as a slave. He sent a man who was sold as a slave. Two perspectives in one sentence. From God's perspective, Joseph was sent. From man's perspective, he was sold as a slave. Here's Joseph, falsely accused, mistreated by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery. Man's perspective, everything going wrong, everything looking horrible, everything looking painful. And meanwhile, God's perspective is Joseph is a man sent by God. Man was selling him, God was sending him. You see, and this is what you have to understand. Even when it looks like your natural circumstances are selling you into slavery, God is still working behind the scenes, sending you from His heavenly perspective. From His perspective, He was saying, Joseph, I'm sending you to deliver the nation. And from earthly perspective, man saying, Joseph, I'm selling you into slavery. But while he was getting sold into slavery, he was in the process of being sent by God. Every time in your life you face an adverse situation or circumstance where it looks like you are being sold into slavery, you are actually, from a heavenly perspective, being sent by God and set up for the destiny that God has for your life. This is how God operates. This is why we need hinds feet on high places, to have a heavenly perspective. Because you can see the same situation from two opposite perspectives. Both are true. One's earthly, the other's heavenly. You see, but God doesn't want us living by the earthly perspective. He wants us living by the heavenly perspective. Hallelujah. Come on now. Every time you're rejected by man, God is setting you up to be a deliverer. You got to understand this. Every time you feel like man is pushing you down, God's just saying, okay, I'm going to bring you a little bit lower so I could maneuver you right into the place I've called you to be. Every time man rejects you, God's saying, okay, I'm setting you up for leadership. This is what was happening with Joseph, being rejected by those closest to him. In the meantime, God is saying, don't worry, Joseph, you're going to be over them all. Heavenly perspective. And Joseph gets the heavenly perspective in the dream. He sees it. He's lifted up above. He knows leadership is his destiny. But then all of a sudden, in the natural, from an earthly perspective, it looks like he's going in the exact opposite direction of what God said. But that's how it always is. It always is. But you see, when you're in the in-between time, come on now, some of you are in the in-between time. You have the vision, but you're down in the valley somewhere. You have the vision of being up here somewhere, or of what God has for you, but you're down here somewhere. You are in the in-between time. You're between the promise and the fulfillment. And while you're in the in-between time, if you live with an earthly perspective, you will be discouraged, you will be downcast, you will feel defeated. But if you can somehow grasp the heavenly perspective, even when you're in the in-between time, it will sustain your faith to get you to where God wants you to be. It'll sustain your faith. It'll sustain your strength so that you don't grow weary in the journey, so that you don't get worn out before you get to where God wants you to be. So Joseph is sold as a slave, and meanwhile he's being sent by God. Two perspectives. Verse 18. His feet they hurt with fetters. Now this is Joseph's in-between time. In-between time is not always easy. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron. They put iron on him. They locked him up in a dungeon. His soul entered into the iron. His soul entered into the iron. That means his soul entered into that place of captivity. Joseph knew the place of captivity. not only physically, but emotionally. Emotionally. How do you think he felt when he's sitting in the dungeon all by himself with chains on him, remembering the dream he had that seemed to cause all the trouble in the first place? Because it was him sharing his dream with his brothers that got them all riled up, causing them to throw him out into a pit. So it was his dream in the first place that caused all the trouble. And there he was in his in-between place, looking at his natural circumstances, and his soul enters into the iron. His soul entered into that place of captivity. But I'll tell you what, someone shared this with me. Every man of God, every woman of God that has ever been used by God in any way have always come out of a place of captivity. Even Jesus came out of a place of captivity, crucified on a cross, only to be raised up with resurrection power to totally defeat the devil and strip the power of sin over your life and my life. Joseph, Daniel, thrown in the lion's den. David, hiding in a cave. Joseph, sold into slavery. They all knew places of captivity, but their places of captivity was the in-between place where God was sending them. You see, and sometimes you have to walk through a place of captivity to be maneuvered by God, to be in the right place at the right time. God will allow you to walk through it. And in the process, he is maneuvering you right into the exact spot where with one wave of his hand, with one moment, everything changes. It says here, verse 19, let's read verse 18. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron. His soul entered into the iron until his word... And the Amplified says, his word to his cruel brothers came true. Until when Joseph shared the words to his cruel brothers, he was in the iron until his word came true, until the word of the Lord tried and tested him. Until the word of the Lord tried Joseph and tested Joseph. And then after he was tested and tried, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the peoples, and let him go free. His captivity was reversed. And look what it says. He made Joseph lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach the elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and it goes on there. There the Lord greatly increased his people and made them stronger than their oppressors. So what happened with Joseph? Until the word of the Lord tried and tested him, then the king sent and loosed him, gave him power, gave him authority over his house, over all of his substance, gave him authority to bind the princes at a word, to teach wisdom. And then God caused the people to greatly increase until they became stronger than their oppressors. And this is what God is doing in you. He is allowing his word to be tested and tried in you until you are made stronger than your oppressors. Because I'm going to tell you what happens when you're in a place of captivity and you have to stand by faith on the word of God. Something in your spirit is getting strong. And then eventually, as that testing takes place in your life, strength is coming into your spirit because you're refusing to quit, refusing to lay down, refusing to die. You are standing on the word that God gave you. And eventually, the word of the king will come to you and say, it's time for promotion. Get the bands off. Get the chains off. You have passed the test. It is time for promotion. And in a moment, you go from the pit to the palace. But in the process, the testing made you stronger than your oppressors. There's something in your spirit When you get tested, that gets stronger. When you refuse to doubt, when you refuse to quit, when you refuse to give up, your spirit actually gets stronger. And then when the moment of release comes, suddenly now there is a power, there is an authority over you to bind princes with a word. You want to have authority in the spirit realm? You want to have authority to, with a single word, to bind principalities and powers just with a single word? The enemy is bound because something in you has grown strong. Because the word that God spoke to you has gone through a time of testing. And the word of the king came and said, loose him, let him go. Promotion time is here. Some people give up right before their promotion time. They quit right before their promotion time. Oh, I'm telling you what, you better not quit right before your promotion time. You better not let go of the word of the Lord over your life. You better not let go of one single promise that is found in the book. You better not let go. You see, because when you've had to walk through something, then you have something to say. You see, because God doesn't want you just doing signs and wonders. He wants you to be a sign and a wonder. You see, how do you become a sign and a wonder? You become a sign and a wonder by having the Word of God worked in you, by having the Word of God tested in you, by having to walk through something where God's Word is tested in your life, and you come out the other side with a word from the Lord. Because now it's not just words coming from your brain, it's words coming out of your spirit. It's something that has been worked on the inside of you that gives you authority with what you speak. And it just is really true. When you speak something that you've had to walk through, there is a level of authority you carry with those words. There's a level of faith that comes with those words because you've had to walk through it, you've experienced it, you know it. God, the word has been tested in your life. And it produces a faith on the inside of you. Produces an authority on the inside of you. Come on now. Come on now. Some of you have been in that in-between time. But guess what? You're going higher in your authority. You're going higher in your faith. You are getting positioned by God for your moment of destiny. Joseph was positioned right by God. Sent by God. Sent through the pit. Sent through the chains. Sent through the dungeon. Sent right underneath the king. Positioned for his destiny. God got him there. Whew. God was working underneath the scene the whole time. God was working underneath the whole time. And he's doing it in you. He's working in you underneath the scenes all the time. Getting you right where you need to be. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody should get really happy. Somebody should get really happy. Because what this word means for you is that everything that has tried to keep you in captivity, it's only going to serve to position you for your destiny. Hallelujah. And you know what that means? That means the devil loses. The devil loses. Hallelujah. Are you ready to have your captivity reversed? Hallelujah. Are you ready to successfully, with hind feet on high places, pass through your in-between time? I want to pray tonight if you'd have hind feet on high places. Hind feet on high places. Some of you are in a place where Joseph was in. In a place where it's easy to doubt, easy to question, easy to wonder why. Easy to not understand what's happening. But I want to pray tonight for you to get a heavenly perspective. For you to understand with a heavenly wisdom, not with an earthly wisdom. A heavenly wisdom. Hallelujah. Because it will change everything. You know what it will do for you? It'll make you happy no matter what's happening around you. It'll finally break you through to a place of joy. Even in the dungeon. Come on now. Joy in your journey. God wants you to have joy in your journey. Joy in the journey. Everybody say joy in the journey. That's what God wants to give you. Joy in your journey. Not just joy when you finally get what you want, but joy in the process. Before you even get it, joy in the process. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Come on now, if you want to receive it, stand up to your feet. If you want to receive it, just lift your hands. Lord Jesus, I thank you. God's going to give you joy in your journey. He's going to reverse your captivity. He's going to position you for promotion. Oh, he's going to fulfill his destiny for you. He's going to fulfill his word for you. Yes, Jesus. He's going to position you, move you right where you need to be. Yes, Lord. So, Father, I pray tonight for every person under the sound of my voice that you would give hinds feet on high places. Lord, anoint your people tonight with hinds feet on high places. Father, that they would traverse over the testings and trials, that they would have a broad place under their feet, that they would not slip in the process.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I pray tonight, Lord, reverse the captivity. Reverse the captivity. Because you're coming out tonight. You are coming out tonight. You are coming out tonight. You are coming out tonight. And when God sends you out, listen, he looses you from one place and he sends you out into a good land flowing with God's abundance and blessing. But the awesome thing about God is when he reverses your captivity and you come out, you do not go out empty-handed. You see, this is the divine, supernatural transference that will happen in your life. Just like it happened to Israel in Exodus 3. For he says, I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor. Everybody say favor. I'll give this people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. The ones who are oppressing you. The ones who are keeping you in bondage. I will give you favor. And it shall be that when you go, you will not go empty-handed. He says, when you go, when I reverse your captivity, when I loose you from your bondage, you're not going out empty-handed. He says, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor jewels, articles of silver and gold and clothing, which you will put on your sons and daughters, and you will strip the Egyptians of what rightfully belongs to you. This is what happens when God reverses your captivity. He said, you're not going out empty-handed. He took all the gold, all the silver, all the jewels, all the clothing, put them on all the women and on those sons and daughters. Listen, when you come out of captivity, you come out with the blessing of God on your life. And not only does God bless you, but God puts that blessing on your sons and on your daughters and on your children. You see, your children cannot help but to be blessed when God reverses your captivity. Because he doesn't just reverse your captivity, he reverses your family's captivity. And not only does he break the curses off of your life, he breaks the curse off your generational line. He breaks the curses off your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. And he sets a whole new release of blessing in the place of a curse. He reverses the captivity. And look, your children may try to run, but they cannot hide. Because the reality is, when the hand of God comes upon you, it comes upon your entire household. It comes upon your sons, your daughters. They may go through their stuff, but I'm telling you, God's hand is on them. And you will see the blessing of God come on your sons, your daughters. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And I'll tell you what some of you mamas need to start doing. You need to get that scripture where the Bible says that your children are holy. You need to get that scripture. And even if your children are heathen, you got to speak over them. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. And you speak the word of God over them. Even if it's totally opposite of what they're doing. Because what happens is the word will not return void. The word will prosper in what it is sent to do. So you decree a thing and it shall be. You decree a thing over yourself. You decree a thing over your family. You decree it over your children, over your relationships, over your job. Whatever it is in your life, you decree the word of God. And that is what will come to pass. God is breaking through. God is breaking through the work of the adversary. He's breaking through the work of the adversary. And what would try to be for your destruction, God is reversing it for your benefit. He's reversing it for your blessing. He's reversing it for your good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to walk through this thing. You're going to walk through this thing with a pure heart. God is going to deal with your attitudes in the process. Like God had to deal with Joseph's attitude in the process. So when the time of elevation came, he had the right heart before God to fulfill his God-given assignment. You see, if bitterness snuck into Joseph's heart, when the day came for him to deliver the nation, his heart would have been in a wrong place for God's assignment on him. But you see, if you keep your heart in the in-between time, when the place of breakthrough happens, your heart, your spirit will be in the right place to fulfill your divine heavenly assignment. And sometimes your heart will have to get broken. Sometimes your heart will have to go through a place of brokenness and pain. But in the place of brokenness, if you keep your heart tender before God, He'll put His love in your heart. So that though man may reject you, God will then anoint you to be a deliverer.
Yes.
Though man may cast you out, God will anoint you to be a deliverer. Because your heart has not grown hard. Your heart has not grown bitter. Your heart has stayed soft before God. So that He can then anoint you to provide and deliver. Even for your adversaries. Even for the ones that came against you. God will anoint you to help them. Because that's His assignment for your life. But if your heart gets out of alignment with the Holy Spirit, it'll forfeit the purpose that God has for you. Because the reality is, it may be the very ones that have caused you the most pain may be the ones that God anoints you to deliver.
Jesus.
It just may be. And in the end of the day, let me tell you, God will humble their hearts. God will break their hearts. In a good way before Him. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Hinds feet on high places. Hinds feet on high places. Nothing is going to trip your feet. Nothing. Nothing is going to trip your feet. Shorabando robo shiki yarabande. Nothing. 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 Shokarabando bo shiki yabande. Oh, new perspective. New perspective is coming into your spirit right now. A new perspective is coming into your spirit. Father, seal this word into our heart. Seal it into our spirit. Sent. Sent by God. 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 Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. If you want to have hinds feet on high places, if you want to pass through your in-between place, if you want to be ready for the right place at the right time, you want to be ready in your heart, you want your captivity to be reversed. Just come out of your seat and stand right here. Because God is reversing captivity. He's reversing captivity. And some of you right now, the power of God is going to start to move on you. Power of God is going to start to break you through in an area of your soul. There's been an area of your soul that has entered into the iron, and God is going to break through in that area of your soul that has felt like it's been in a place of captivity. And God's going to set you free even before your circumstances change. God's going to set you free even before the circumstance changes.
We trust you've enjoyed this uplifting and powerful message by Matt Sorger. Matt Sorger Ministries has a wide range of CD and DVD resource material available on our website. When you visit us online, you'll find anointed teaching, timely messages, and prophetic insights from Matt Sorger. All at MattSorger.com.